A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2019 issue to reform and transform the church.
Empowering the Laity, a Model for Healing. Author is Rick Hardy. Rick Hardy is Director of Programming at the Franciscan Renewal Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. He has a master's degree in pastoral theology from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. He is also a member of the teaching team for the Leadership Skills Seminar offered by the Center for Leadership Wellness at the CASA. The Pennsylvania Grand Jury Report in the summer of 2018 reopened the wounds of the clergy sex abuse crisis and cover-up in vivid and seemingly endless detail, and the church's own Me Too movement sprang up in its wake. As laypeople, how do we heal and move forward? How do we take ownership of our role in the much-needed reform of the church? One model comes from the work of the Franciscan Renewal Center in Paradise Valley, Arizona. The CASA, as it is affectionately known to locals, offers retreats, classes, spiritual direction, and counseling. For over 20 years, the CASA has employed a shared leadership model. The executive director is an ordained Franciscan friar, while the general manager is a highly qualified layperson. A board of directors advises both and establishes accountability on behalf of the province. The leadership model is collaborative, and this is evident on a daily basis. The Franciscans faced their own crisis in the late 1990s and took immediate action with the formation of an independent Office of Pastoral Outreach to receive, investigate, and follow up on allegations of misconduct. The Diocese of Phoenix saw its share of abuse cases as well and implemented the Dallas Charter at its inception. Through all of this, the Franciscan Renewal Center has remained a place of comfort and healing, not only for victims, for many who were shaken by revelations they had never imagined possible in the church. The CASA's response to the current crisis took the form of an open listening forum. The friars were invited not to attend this first session, and while supportive of the event, stayed away. Some 75 community members gathered to pour out their hurt, anger, sadness, frustration, and astonishment. Yet the group remained orderly and respectful of each other and the church they love. There was no agenda other than to listen. The moderator, Dr. Michael Horan, clarified a few facts as needed, but the assembly's passionate outpouring drove the evening. They insisted on holding another similar gathering within a month. A follow-up to the forum included two classes on lay involvement in the church, a morning session based on Lumen Gentium, the Vatican II document that defines the church and the role of the laity, and an afternoon session reviewing lay involvement in the history of the church. Participants found both classes revelatory of information that had been unfamiliar to them, yet it is not at all new. In the second open session, four of the friars at the CASA joined the assembly, two priests who actively serve and two deacons, one retired and one ordained just 2 weeks earlier. Each, in the course of the session, offered input that was deeply personal, heartfelt, and raw, just as all the sharing had been, and significantly, none took an authoritative, one might say clerical posture during the sessions. They simply shared, as had everyone else, their own personal hurt, along with their conviction to remain faithful to what the church is called to be. As this process moves forward, a committee of community members will join in the planning. Based on input from the two open sessions, it seems certain there will be some definitive immediate action perhaps a letter to the U.S. bishops or something similar, along with an ongoing process of formation for lay people as they explore how to live fully their role in the life, governance, and leadership of the Church. At its core, the scandal is about power. In particular, it is about the abuse of power by priests and bishops and the mischaracterization of the ontological change that ordination is said to confer. While the complete details of the solution are not yet clear, it is evident from the Pope's comments to the input from the people in the pews that a profoundly new expression of the lady's place in the Church is going to emerge. The CASA is well equipped to play a significant role in preparing for what is to come. Included in the CASA's services is its Center for Leadership Wellness. CLW develops and offers effective training for those in positions of leadership. Originally conceived with the management of church volunteers in mind, the CLW has demonstrated that its ethical and collaborative approach to leadership can find application in any field. The core offering of CLW is the Leadership Skills Seminar, a 5-day interactive training experience that addresses 8 topics: minister as manager, developing volunteers, conflict team consensus building, ethical, that is, situational leadership, managerial dynamics, personal growth, and power and influence. In the session on power and influence, participants learn that power can be used for the benefit of all, or for the benefit of the one who has power. But the only ethical use of power is for the good of all. Power over others is not something that any person inherently has, but something that is yielded by those who expect to be used in a way that is beneficial. This understanding creates a sacred trust. Power is a transaction between a leader and followers, yielded by the followers to the leader for the good of all. The misuse of such entrusted power is a grievous betrayal. The session explores different contexts for this yielding of power: reward, coercion, connection, expert, legitimate, referent, why someone might yield power to another, and how and why it might also be withdrawn. The session also reviews an image developed by Janet Hagberg in her book Real Power that looks at power from the point of view of one's concept of one's own power and how this can be developed over time. All these understandings of power prove profoundly relevant in the context of today's crisis. Clericalism has enabled both the abuse and the cover-up. Clericalism is a distorted use of power that would otherwise be beneficial. From their experience in this secular world, many lay people are already familiar with models of collaborative leadership, ethical management of conflict, and a judicious allocation and use of power, and can bring those skills to the work of transforming the Church as well. The Franciscans and the Franciscan Renewal Center offer an example of shared leadership: friars willing to afford the greatest possible latitude in the laity's expression of concern, as well as proposed remedies. A shared leadership model for the CASA itself, and a track record of dealing with crisis proactively and definitively. May we all hear, like Francis of Assisi, the voice of Christ speaking to us from the glorious San Damiano cross: "Go, rebuild my church, for as you can see, it is falling into ruin."